For our final episode on today's Old Mole Variety Hour, I talk with Michael Brown, president of the St. John's Heritage Association. Michael's also a longtime friend as a labor activist and brings a multi-generational awareness of the importance of labor and community history from his grandparents to his granddaughter. Michael, I was hoping that was going to be your granddaughter nearby as we spoke. Apparently not. We're talking today because Portland city leadership has just shown its disdain for community history by evicting the St. John's History Museum and its wonderful collection into the street. Michael Brown, welcome to KBOO.
Thank you, Norman.
Glad to have you here. Many of our listeners tend to think in citywide terms, maybe not realizing that communities within Portland, from St. John's to Cully to Selwood, have their own rich histories that continue to influence their inhabitants today. Tell us a bit about St. John's and kind of the broader area that you're in and that you represent.
Sure. So St. John's was named after James John, Jimmy John. He came to the area in the 1860s. He first settled on the Linton side of the Willamette River. And shortly after that, he came over to the St. John's side. He ran a ferry boat service, and he was one of the original pioneers in the area. Of course, it's only appropriate to show respect to the Native Americans that once inhabited the area as well. Going back a little bit further, Lewis and Clark Exposition, William Clark encountered the Native Americans who were near where Cathedral Park is today. So begin moving forward, James John establishes the community of St. John's. It was known for a long time and still is to some degree as the hardworking blue-collar community. The Terminal 4 was placed there in 1919. You also had the timber industry. Portland Woolen Mills was established in St. John's in 1904 and employed between 500 and 600 workers. And so it was a strong, prospering community, mostly union represented during that time and forward. And so it's the peninsula. And there's a sense of it's strong, hardworking, blue-collar union people. That's what I grew up with in the 1960s.
Why is that history important to the community?
Why is that important?
Yeah, and why is community history important also?
It's preserving the history of the area, but also the people of the area and how they struggled over the years in different ways. You've got the longshore strike, ILWU or ILA back then in 1934 in the back of Pier Park. But if you don't understand the history and then appreciation, it doesn't go well. You're also showing respect to the community when you do that as well. The war years were very, St. John's very much impacted. You had the Oregon shipyards adjacent to Terminal 4 during that time period. The housing community, you had Parkside Homes, and on the backside, there's also wartime housing there. And of course, we extend out beyond St. John's as well, of course, Vanport and so forth. But so it's at one point that was going to be the hub of Portland. It's a sense of a small town, Mayberry kind of thing.
Yeah, it's a rich history. In fact, I enjoy taking young people to Pier Park and actually positioning them and facing them with the kind of dilemma. What if the police were trying to bring scabs through on the train? How would you respond? That's into Terminal 4 and referring, of course, to the 1934 longshore strike. All that history is important to how we think of ourselves even now. And so bring us up to date. You've had a museum. The museum is full of artifacts that enrich that history. And now what's happened?
Yes. So we're trying to preserve the proud, rich history of St. John's and the people of St. John's. It's a diverse community. We're trying to preserve the labor history There's the history of women in the area as well. There's a Dr. Graves, a female doctor that practiced for years in St. John's. You also have to, only appropriately so, you've got to preserve the Native American history. We have our artifacts. You also have Japanese American influence there, the Anchi family, the Chinese Americans, the Jower family that was there from 1904, the Winters brothers. Jackson Winters was the first class of 1947 at Roosevelt, first Black student, University of Portland. His brother Jim Winters, class of 49 at Roosevelt, was the first Black basketball coach in the state of Oregon. And so it's a diverse community. The St. John's Heritage Association was formed in 75. We moved into the St. John's City Hall, or the Old North Precinct, in 77. And we've been there during all that time. At one point, the building was remodeled, and there was a grant. And part of the agreement between the city of Portland and the federal government was that when that building was remodeled, that there'd be access for the community. And so us being present, the St. John's Heritage Association there with our artifacts in a display case built for us, that helped abide by that agreement between the federal government and the city. So again, we're trying to preserve that proud, rich history. And we would have, we had public events there where we invite the public in to show them the history of St. John's and the people. And the police bureau was there then as well, and they put on a program with us. And so we've had a good relationship. It wasn't only with the police bureau, but it was the city of Portland. The original president was Howard Galbraith. Howard was class of 1930 at Roosevelt. He was the first president of St. John's Heritage Association, and he advocated for years for the funding for what is today Cathedral Park. And he's also helped establish the Jazz Festival in St. John's. And so then it went to Helen Miles and Norma Reagan. I'm the fourth president. And so I take the stewardship very seriously. You have several buildings within St. John's as well that are important to maintain. They've already torn down two. One of them was the old Central Hotel. It was built in 1902, later became Dad's, the H.F. Clark Building. But this is the iconic, this helps represent St. John's. As you come down the St. John's Bridge toward into St. John's, you'll see the old St. John's City Hall on the right there. It has the bell on top of the building, which represented the, originally it was the St. John's Volunteer Fire Department, and the St. John's Police Department was in there as well. And it was also City Hall. So St. John's was a city of its own from 1902 to 1915, when the voters decided to become part of the city of Portland. And part of the agreement was to, the police presence would be maintained there, but that didn't take place.
What has happened now to that collection?
So the police were there from 1907 to this last August of 2021. Simultaneously, as the police were exiting, the city of Portland advised us that we needed to move all of our artifacts out of the building. I was attempting to negotiate, and not just me, but other historical entities as well, to stay there. And they wouldn't listen. They didn't want to meet with us at the St. John's City Hall. They didn't want to see any of our artifacts. And so we had a meeting set up with the city council for November 10th. I asked for an extension to that date, and that was denied. What they told us was, and I can back this up with email, was you need to remove all your items, all your artifacts out of the St. John's City Hall, the Old North Precinct, by the end of October, or they were going to move them and store them, and we would be charged. There was a lot of disrespect, definitely, toward the St. John's Heritage Association and the people of St. John's when they did this. There was no dialogue in advance. Later to determine, they used the word that the building is disposable, and also the intention to sell the St. John's City Hall in 3 to 5 years.
Now, you got to address the City Council last week. is what I remember. Has that had any consequence? Have they backed off at all?
So that was on November 10th, and they agreed to have follow-up. The mayor apologized for the way that we were treated, the disrespect by the mayor's office. And gentlemen, we had a meeting recently with a representative of the mayor's office. And again, it was kind of like, well, you need to find another location, but at least he did listen to us. And so our goal is to, if we can't have the police there, let's turn that in. There's no more appropriate location to have a St. John's Museum than in that old St. John's City Hall building. You've got my group, the St. John's Heritage Association. There's also a museum group. Michael Verbout represents the Roseville Alumni Association. We're affiliated with the Oregon Historical Society. And so there's a whole lot of support and allies working with us. Veteran Foreign Wars as well. We've done some memorial projects, including a video memorial project. So it would be appropriate to turn that into a museum as other entities have done, rather than what my concern is too, is if it goes into private hands, that it's going to be demolished just like some of the other historic buildings that have in St. John's.
So there are a couple of things up in the air right now. One is just where the museum artifacts are. They're in storage. They're not so much available to the public at this point as they should be. And the second is the disposition of this classic building, of course. Where do we go from here, Michael? You've given us a little bit of encouraging news that the city is maybe starting to listen. That's news to me. I came prepared this interview to rouse the fighting spirit of our listeners. What would you like from us?
What I would like is support from the community to encourage the city council and the mayor to turn this into a museum for St. John's. Currently, the park rangers are in there. They could be anywhere. No offense to those folks. Right now, our artifacts are at the Oddfellows Museum on North Lombard. David Shearer has allowed us to store them there free of charge in the Oddfellows Museum. The St. John City Hall is a city historical landmark. And I'm told it's also a national historic, federal historic landmark. It's very important, similar to the designation with the bridge. And so that's our goal, is to get the support and turn that into a city or museum for future generations to understand the proud, rich history that we have in St. John's and the people of St. John's.
Okay, as we go out, Michael, you were telling me beforehand the kind of song that came to mind as you went into labor negotiations. So leave us with that. You don't have to sing it. But what are the important lyrics for us to remember? The Johnny Cash lyrics.
Oh, yes, yes. And that is, I won't back down, and we will not back down. This belongs to the people of St. John's, and we're not going to back down. We're going to continue move forward on this. It's a continuation of the persecution and discrimination against the people of North Portland. They're also attempting to close down the historic Columbia Pool permanently, and that's another fight. But this is just one more indication of the disrespect towards the people of St. John's. There was no discussion about removing the police from St. John's, and this is just a continuation in the pool and removing us from the St. John's City Hall. It's a very important role that we play. We take that stewardship very seriously.
Michael Brown, you've got our support. Thanks for talking with us this morning. This has been Norm Diamond with Michael Brown for the Old Mole Variety Hour.
Thank you, Norman.